It's the Heidi and Frank Show. Call Heidi and Frank now at 800-955-5567. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. And watch the show live for minimal consideration at HeidiandFrank.com. Now, here's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Let's get Nitro in here.
We've been waiting all morning.
There's Dan here now. We've been running late.
So much to talk about.
Where is Dan? Get him in here. There he is. Good to see you, man.
Hey, is my rectum safe?
I think it's safe. It's
safe. I've been hearing things over in the back room. I have to put something in a weird place to lose weight.
Dan's like, what the hell kind of show did I agree to go on? My God.
It's one of those things. You've always had that quest for the perfect body.
Just cut to the chase.
And he
Do
had
I have
it.
To put something in my rectum? Well, that's what I want to know. If it is, I'm going home.
You don't have to do that today.
Or today.
Okay. Not today. Now, this is they discovered that microbes in your gut that help with digestion and everything, that obese people have a different type of microbe than skinny people, and you can transfer fecal transfers of fecal
from a skinny
matter
person.
From a skinny person to an overweight person, and it'll make them lose weight.
Oh, my God. Just come do the Gladiator Rock
right?
and Run with you guys
Way
at the
easier.
Rose Bowl September 28th.
I'm
and
so
you know
excited.
Hey, and I heard your quest to be in shape. You look great.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Mean, you look
great.
Not you.
I'm talking
about I like your beard. I like the watch.
Yeah.
You look good. We have the same watch.
So,
yeah, we're like in the cool club. But you look great.
Thanks,
yeah.
Dan.
And,
appreciate
wait,
it.
And the new thing, like, you know, for me, I've been in the fitness game for 35 years. And what's really changed my life and really it brought me back to fitness is CrossFit.
Yeah.
You guys have to try CrossFit. You'll love it. You'll love CrossFit.
You won't love it if you're not in shape, right?
The best and the fastest way to get in shape is through a CrossFit gym. Go
I
there.
Heard that no matter, because I mean, I do Insanity. I've done P90X. I'm a runner, all that kind of stuff.
That's the funniest thing
right?
you said all time.
I know. But I heard that no matter how good a shape you think you're in, you do a CrossFit class and you throw up usually the first time.
Well, it's all about high intensity functional movements. I won't bore you guys with the science of it, but for someone who's been in the game for 35 years. I went to a CrossFit gym about a year and a half ago, and it completely reinvigorated my love for fitness. And it's got that camaraderie and community to
right.
it, so you feel like you're part of a team again.
Yeah,
I go to Horsepower, out in the valley, which is great. But there's great places all over.
I think I might just eat a piece of skinny people poop. I don't know. This,
oh my
this
God, no!
This CrossFit. I mean, I think there's a gym over here, Dogtown CrossFit.
Dogtown's fantastic. Right, they had a couple of the champs in the CrossFit games, Rebecca Voigt and someone else out there. It's a fantastic.
I was
place.
Over right across the street from that Dogtown CrossFit eating a falafel.
You were at the AMPM.
There's a nice Greek restaurant right there. I was eating a falafel, looking out the window, watching them run around the block. And they were all like specimens of humans.
Yeah. Just so shredded.
Is there, I mean, like you said.
But they don't start out that way. It transforms your body quickly. And, you know, you're talking, seriously, you're talking about ingesting or injecting fecal matter.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to train
just
hard.
Just do a little clean and jerk and some snatches.
We love snatch.
Some snatch.
We love snatch. That's one of the best things about CrossFit. You can just say, walk up the girl and say, nice snatch. and you can totally get away with it. Nice snatch, honey.
She actually thanks you.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like that guy where someone says pianist, I like, I laugh
We're
still.
We're all in the third grade still.
I still laugh.
Now, with your experience on American Gladiator back in the day, you actually wrote a book about your memoir, True Story of Roy.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
You know, I was a screenwriter for 15, 18 years. And when it came chance to, you know, tell the story, you know, I thought it was interesting. And something about, you know, having a little Jack Daniels when you're in a room and you're writing alone.
Mm-hmm.
Things seem like a good time. Let's
I
be
really
open.
I need to be honest.
Yeah, and you're like, right, you know, gladiator tears are trickling down in spandex.
Tears.
They come down like in red, white, and blue spandex droplets. And you're like, this is, people are going to love this. And about a year later, you're like, ooh. And 2 years later, you're like, oh, I wrote that.
It's not
That's
going away.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But with all the athletes now getting, you know, busted for, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, and you being, you know, so open and honest about how you did so much of it in your quest to be the ultimate athlete and doing your own stunts and everything. That's your business. That
right. Why not give yourself the edge?
That your true health was completely secondary.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's really hard. Back then, it was a different time where, you know, steroids were not illegal. We didn't know much about them.
There was a time when they weren't illegal? I didn't
know.
Oh, my God.
You're so... Look how young you are.
Well, no, I just
Look at your skin. Let me touch your skin. You had a day over 25.
God, I love you.
So there was a time when they weren't illegal, like in the late early 80s.
So there's no sneaking them. You were just like, hey, I need.
Well, no, it wasn't part of the zeitgeist like it is now. It wasn't okay. Like steroids, and there were these you know thoughts and stuff about them. It was like steroids, and it was like, well, what's that? You know, it's something you get from your doctor. They make you bigger, stronger, faster.
Right.
A few people like Schwarzenegger and these other people may be using them. This was back in the day. And you're like, well, God,
I want to look like that.
Yeah, if they did it and I can get it from my doctor, why don't I just go get it? You know, so on my 17th, when I was 17 and a half years old after a football injury, I went over and saw the doctor in San Gabriel Valley. And he said, no, you got to be 18. So my 18th birthday, I think my dad gave me like $162. So I went down and saw a doctor, and that's when that cycle started.
And you loved it.
For a while, I loved it.
No,
yeah.
I was reading where you gained like 60 pounds of muscle in 10 weeks or something.
Oh, everything's bigger on TV.
30 pounds of muscle.
Everything's bigger on TV.
Yeah.
No, the challenge with it is it does work, but there are ramifications, you know, just like anything. You
right.
overdo anything. And... you know, it's a weird topic right now, and you know, I think there's a lot of people still in professional athletics using them, and I'm not out to point the finger. I just think there's a few that get caught.
Right.
And all the guys like in baseball right now that who have gotten caught, they didn't get caught through their testing. They got caught at this biogenesis lab because someone was upset and they turned them in.
Ugh.
So the testing isn't great, but it's like, look, if they're going to do it. If they're not, and let's just make it a equal playing field.
Dan Nitro Clark's hanging out with us. We are going to do the Gladiator Rock and Run.
It's, no so way. Wait, you're doing it.
I'm doing it, too.
Yeah.
Now, is there also people out there with stretchers that can pull me through the mud and the ice? And as far as the things you got to do. I know
I'm only worried about the polar.
There's crawling through mud.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, the men love the polar bear plunge because, you know, it's going to be hot out. And women, we're 50% women.
Okay.
And you're wearing these little tiny outfits.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you go in this plunge and it's ba-bing. So men love it for that reason.
Right.
Men don't like it when they go in when they're wearing tight, tight shorts.
Yeah.
So it's men. Don't wear the tight shorts.
Yeah, do a little baggy short.
But you know, it helps also raise money for Talk About Curing Autism, which
right.
is based in Orange County. And cumulatively over the last few years, I think we raised $200,000 for
Incredible.
Them. So it's a fantastic experience. And don't be afraid. It's for everybody.
And it's fun, right? I mean, you don't have to be like, oh, my God, I can't get over that wall.
Is it individual or is it team?
Both. You can come individual or team. Our competitive waves are in the morning. Those are the 10K. So if you're in it to win it, then you go then. If you just want to go with a group of friends and finish and have a great day, listen to some bands, music, get a Sierra Nevada beer, which you get for free. Get a Gladiator t-shirt.
Oh,
get
some nice.
Wait.
I brought you a free beer.
Is that like at the 1.5 mile mark?
Oh.
These are the finisher's medals. You guys can't see them home, but they're badass.
They can see them.
We're on camera right now.
Say hi to the people.
These are badass.
Look how grown up you guys all are on camera. Well, you got to earn that. I want those back.
Crush, conquer.
That's fair. That's really cool.
So they got a little rock and roll guitar there because that just gives you like an idea, you guys at home.
We're going to get one of those, Frank.
That gives you an idea. You know, we're a challenge, but we're also fun, man. You get to come out and kick ass for a day, be a gladiator for a day.
This is fun. I mean, I participated in some mini triathlons.
Oh, God, I hate those. They're hard.
They're hard.
The swimming would be killer.
The scariest thing is the swim in the beginning when you feel like you're like salmon and you feel like you're going to drown because people are just like
swimming over you.
Yeah,
or you feel like your fecal matter, someone's trying to extract.
You think you're going to die. And I swear, I overexerted myself so much in like the first leg of the swim. It's like just out and around a buoy in a lake. But I swam so hard, so scared that I got out. My body was in shock and I had to go into a porta potty.
Oh,
and I was in there. I mean, just basically just my body's just because I was shocked myself.
Well, we call it a battle crap.
Oh, I swear.
Oh, it has a name.
It's called a battle crap.
You're taking a battle.
Before a big competition, you know, you see everybody just running to the bathroom to take your battle crap.
I was in there for a long time. By the point where I came out, they were picking up cones. I'm getting on my mountain bike at that time. And they're like, oh, you're still in this? I'm like, yeah. They're pointing me the way. But what I noticed about the mini triathlons is that not everybody was the Iron Man triathlete. There were people all shapes, sizes. And
so you're not intimidated.
It was pretty much a day of working out. You're going to go work out anyway. You're going to have a fun activity. And this, instead of just doing swimming and bike and running, all these other things that you put together, it sounds great.
The great thing about the Rose Bowl, I mean, it's iconic. They've had 95 Rose Bowl there. I think there's like two Super Bowls there. you actually get to run through the player's tunnel.
That's
like
awesome.
Like Reggie Bush did. Like, well, I was going to say OJ, but that's a great example. Policia, OJ, run. But you get to run through there like UCLA Bruins do. You get to go inside the Rose Bowl, which now seats 94,000 people. Normally it's packed. On that day, the Gladiator Rock and Run owns it. And I think we have one called Stairway to Heaven, where you go up and down the stairs, and we play one of the classical great songs of all time, Stairway to Heaven, as you're doing that. So it's a blast. How often do you actually get to see inside the Rose Bowl? Get to drink beer with your friends, get to have a great time, get to challenge yourself, get to be gladiator.
Get a kick-ass medal.
And yes. All for a good cause. You're not just there just goofballing around. You're, you know, raising money for autism.
Yeah, and what you were saying.
You can't wear that yet.
Can I get the Sierra Nevada?
I'm beat.
You know, and you ask who comes to this, and it's, you know, elite athletes, but it's also just a lot of groups. We get tons of groups. Like, there's this one group, Team SISU, who brings out 50 people. Weeple Army brings out 50 people. So, I mean, these guys come and they bring tons of people. We also, because I love CrossFit, we have a special CrossFit Battle of the Box Wave. So CrossFit gyms are...
Is that when you're doing the box jumps and all that? Is that what
No. A gym, we in the jargon within the communities, you call your gym a box.
Okay.
So we have a special wave where we put different gyms against each other where it's only for CrossFit athletes. So you got to go hurry up and go join whatever
gym. How many people
gym?
Belong to your box, Heidi?
Just one.
Low membership?
Only one. No. There used to be more, but not only just
lifetime
a one.
Lifetime membership?
Yeah. Wow. Wait, what's your CrossFit?
I go to CrossFit Horsepower in Studio City. We got a lot of great coaches out there. It's a great place.
So if I say, hey, I think I'm going to try a CrossFit class, go to that
there.
One?
Yeah,
where are you based?
Encino.
Oh, definitely come to CrossFit Horsepower. You can be my guest anytime.
Okay, great.
You know, we got Laura, we got Dan, we got Sean, we got Andrea Egger, one of the top competitors in the world there. You come, you're hanging out with me.
Oh, my God.
I live too far away. I'm all the way up in West Hills.
Yeah, that's so your excuse.
There's Valley CrossFit, which is
yeah.
great.
Yeah,
there.
There's no excuse. People. He knows
look,
people.
But look, it's an hour. It's an hour. You go for 1 hour and you get your workout on. And the whole idea behind it is you work at higher levels of intensity. When you work at those high levels of intensity, your body releases growth hormone and testosterone. Exactly.
A battle crap.
Exactly, a battle crap. But I mean, look. I mean, if I'm in okay shape.
Yeah, I mean, Dan.
Yeah,
you know, and
you are. I've got my phone has been going off. I got text messages going. Single question mark. So.
But look at you. No, CrossFit has made a huge difference, and I'll shut up about it because people say it's like drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, it is true. CrossFit when people Kool-Aid. Get into it, it is. I follow Bob Harper on Instagram and Twitter, and he's got Skull CrossFit. I mean, he is all every day. It's a picture of what he's doing, and it is a religion to people. That's why I'm kind of afraid to get into it.
I'm going to be so committed to it.
Yeah.
Well, we can just test out our skills through an obstacle course. All of us can. The Gladiator Rock and Run, September 28th at the world famous Rose Bowl. Go to gladiatorrockandrun.com. Now, when it's rock and run, it's the N, rockandrun.com. Yeah. And it's all to raise money, talk about curing autism. And
are you guys
and having fun?
Are you guys running? I want to know.
Yeah.
Are you
no,
guys
I'm
really
committed. I'm completely
what
committed.
What time? Because they have waves every half hour. Start 9:30. No, because people may want to come run with you guys.
Yeah, we should establish our time.
Is it 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11?
I will say this. I'm up for anything. I'm an early bird, so it doesn't matter to me. I can go at 7:30. I can go at 9.
She's up for anything.
I'm up for anything. Send me through the tube steak. I don't care.
Let's do
whatever it's called.
No, you don't send you through the tube steak. You get tube steak.
Oh, I got you.
Send her on the tube steak.
We have a little fun. Tube steak is one of our obstacles.
Okay.
Some guy named Dan Nitro Clark named these things.
And oh, really?
Yeah. I like to have a good time. So okay. It's a challenge, but you know, you're doing tube steak.
Right. We'll figure out what time we're going to go and then we'll announce it because, I want people to come play with us. It sounds like a blast.
Thank you so much, Dan, for coming in. Anytime you want to come back, promote anything. Oh, my God. Now we got to do this CrossFit thing. Now we have to.
Well, yeah. If I get to go, you know, he gets to show me the ropes the first time.
I know.
I'm in.
No, it's like put.
I want you to. I want you to go. Hey, Heidi, nice snatch.
Nice.
That's my goal. That is my goal to get Dan Clark.
First. Have you ever parachuted? Have you jumped out of a plane?
No.
Okay, the first time you jump out of a plane, like at least I did tandem jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
He's done.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is you're jumping out of a plane. The bad thing about it is you got a guy strapped on your back with his, you know, the whole way down.
Oh, yeah,
but what
yeah,
we do CrossFit, I want you to think of that tandem jump, and I will be strapped on your back, honey.
Oh.
All the way down.
All the way down.
With his thing right there.
All right. And I'll be wearing my spandex.
I can't wait.
Thank you, Dan Nitro Clark. Be sure, gladiatorrockandrun.com. We will let you know when we're going to go out there and run and come out and run with us. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to take a break. Come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.